He strongly suspected, as others did, that Baker and his men were selling the liquor and other items they confiscated and pocketing the cash. One letter in the surviving Baker records hints that his detectives might have set up bars in the boat sailing from Aquia Creek Landing to Washington and sold whiskey to soldiers returning from the front. On January 29th, Patrick penned a blistering memo to Butterfield, Hooker's chief of staff, accusing Baker of being little better than a crime boss. His detectives have systematically robbed the officers and men of this army of clothing, subsistence, mess, and other stores and necessaries, Patrick wrote. No one could trace where the goods Baker's men took had ended up, he charged, implying that Baker was fencing them. Patrick accused Baker of making any statement, however false, and of committing any act, however criminal, and damaging the public service to gratify his own passions. The incendiary memo soon reached Washington. Baker, who was stricken at the time with a serious illness, climbed out of a sickbed to angrily demand that Patrick prove his charges. Patrick had no proof and was forced to retract his accusation that Baker was a criminal. But Patrick, and he believed everyone else in the Army of the Potomac's headquarters, believed the man was a crook. Was he? No evidence exists in Baker's government files that proves he enriched himself from the huge amount of goods seized. But there is little in the files showing what exactly happened to all the property Baker confiscated. One spreadsheet in his records states that for the month of June 1863, Baker's men seized $32,261 worth of weapons, horses, saddles, camp equipment, clothing, and liquor, about $636,000 in today's dollars. The sheet states only that all the weapons and equipment went to a storehouse, and the animals were taken to a government corral. Cryptic letters also remain, hinting that Baker and his older brother Calvin were trading in government horses, to which Baker had access. Baker also seemed to have an inordinate interest in federal property, even if he had not seized it. Shortly after Patrick fired off his accusatory memo, Baker wrote to the Quartermaster General's office proposing that private contractors collect abandoned tents, wagon covers, sacks, rags, blankets, and uniforms. Salvage disposal was a subject far afield for a Secret Service chief. The Quartermaster General's office rejected the idea, fearing such a practice would be open to abuse.